Now, the other serious problem that you talked about was endometrial cancer. And of course, the thought of taking an agent to treat cancer that might cause another cancer is a little bit unsettling. But can you sort of dissect that a little bit more? What happens?
Well, in the postmenopausal woman, we believe that unopposed estrogen, so continuous estrogen exposure to the uterus, increases the thickness of the uterus. It increases a woman's likelihood of developing a cancer of the uterus. And tamoxifen, again, by having estrogen-like effects on the uterus, if a woman takes it on a regular basis, ends up having unopposed estrogen exposure. Of interest, the risk of cancer of the uterus in premenopausal women who take tamoxifen is very, very slightly increased. And it's probably not increased substantially in premenopausal women because with each of their periods, they basically shed the lining of their uterus and shed the cells that might develop with time into a cancer of the uterus. So it really is pretty much limited to the postmenopausal subgroup.
Is that true also with the clotting?
No. The blood clots in general are more frequent in the postmenopausal woman, less frequent in the younger woman, but they can happen in any age group.
Now, these endometrial cancers, are they life-threatening, potentially?
Usually they're not. They can be, but usually they're not. And the first evidence of a cancer of the uterus is typically bleeding or spotting from the vagina. And in a woman who's believed to be postmenopausal. Now, most bleeding or spotting in postmenopausal women on tamoxifen is not cancer. But pretty much all of the cancers that occur in the uterus in postmenopausal women on tamoxifen cause bleeding or spotting. So a woman who's on tamoxifen and has bleeding or spotting doesn't need to panic, but they do need to take it seriously and have that evaluated. Most of the cancers of the uterus that happen in women on tamoxifen are early stage. They're limited to the uterus. Most of them can be cured by the use of hysterectomy. It's a big operation, but most of them can be cured by surgical removal of the uterus. So it's believed in general to be an acceptable risk in women who take tamoxifen, since most of the uterine cancers can be cured, and because the benefits of tamoxifen are much greater in an absolute sense than the likelihood of a woman developing a cancer of the uterus.
Yeah, and you know, really when you look back, I mean, tamoxifen has really revolutionized cancer therapy in that you've just gone through in detail most of the side effect issues, but you know, balancing that out is that 50% reduction in recurrence. And so in a woman who has a substantial risk of recurrence, 10, 20, 50%, whatever that might be, to have that cut in half with those kinds of risk is a pretty good therapy, particularly when we compare it to something like chemotherapy.
Well, certainly historically, tamoxifen has been one of the agents used by medical oncologists that had the most favorable toxicity profile. For the things that are used to treat cancer in general, it's remarkably non-toxic. It does, again, though, have these serious side effects that happen rarely that we need to pay attention to. But for the usual woman who takes tamoxifen, she tolerates it quite well.